I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Irish singer-songwriter Lisa Hannigan is riding high. Hannigan first got attention as a singer for fellow Irish musician Damien Rice. She left Rice's band a few years back to do her own thing. Her first solo album was critically acclaimed, and now Lisa Hannigan is here in the U.S. with her second effort. It's called Passenger.
It's long on that carry on from the
Lisa Hannigan visited our studios to perform a couple of tracks from Passenger. She came armed with a ukulele. Hannigan first played the instrument when somebody gave her a ukulele as a gift. At first, she wasn't too sure what to do with it.
I was a little afraid of it because it's so relentlessly cheerful. I was a little afraid of what on earth I was going to write on it. You know, I didn't want to move away from anything too cheerful. And then I picked it up one morning when I was feeling really quite ropey. And
what's ropey?
Not very well.
Okay, good.
But very
the opposite of the ukulele.
Exactly. And I started playing on it, and I was using these kind of chords, which is really quite unpleasant to listen to. So I wrote this song about fear and panic, really.
So Knots is the song that you wrote.
Yeah, I wrote Knots on it, which is the opposite of relentlessly cheerful.
Let's hear it.
Sitting on the stoop, a wheel away, a snarling, and I thought that I would do over all I knew. I was lost through and through, in my high heels and my old dress, with my new keys in the wrong city. I tie the knots to remember in my heart. So I choke and I sputter to a stall. I am a borrower, a lender of the law. I walk away asleep and jog an outline round the scene. This shadow play of whiskey dog, a heavy den you dream. Oh, let it be. I was lost in him and me, in my high heels and my old dress, with my new keys in the wrong city. I tie the knots to remember in my heart. I tie the knots to remember in my heart. So I choke and I sputter to a stop.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
And you look so happy singing it, despite the way you wrote it.
It is, it is. I mean, it's such a funny instrument, isn't it? I mean, just listen to its open tuning.
So this song, Knots, is off your second album called Passenger. And we spoke with you right after you came out with your first album, See So, an album which I very well remember. You sewed the needlework on the cover, which mm-hmm. is fantastic. So you came off touring and playing for 6 years, I think, with Damien Rice.
Seven or eight.
Very big name. And then you yourself come out with See So. And now your second solo album, Passenger, and I wonder if the next album will be Pilot, because you are working your way forward more and more. Does it feel different for you now that you've kind of topped off the very well-received first album with this one, and does it feel like you're more in control?
It really does, yeah. I mean, the passenger of the title is that which we take with us through life, really. That was all the songs are kind of about that, you know, because I was traveling so much when writing it. And I do feel so different. I mean, I think the first record, and I loved making it, but everything about it was new. I'd never been sort of in charge of a band, never sort of been in charge of arranging songs.
You're a really nice arranger.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, truly.
Thank you very much. There was a lot of firsts with that first record that were very exciting, but also quite nerve-wracking. And this record, I just feel much more comfortable in all of those sets of shoes, you know.
How did that happen?
Just from doing it, you know, just from touring that record for a year and a half. I remember thinking before each gig, I'd think, okay, what will I say? And if something happens, or if somebody heckles me, or if I break a string, or how am I going to deal with that? And now, you know, that is not something I ever even think about now. For example, somebody gave me a can of maple syrup last night.
In Canada?
Which, it was in Canada, which possibly might have terrified me, you know, when I first started. I wouldn't
know
what
to do with
this.
Oh, you mean you were on stage when it happened?
Oh, yes, yes, just before I played a song. Whereas, I would have been quaking in my boots before.
Even at a sign of niceness like that.
Yeah, yeah. I used to think, what happens when that happens? what am I supposed to do?
So what did happen?
I raised it aloft and like it was a trophy.
So tell me more about being a passenger, and your journey is really fascinating, and I love your introspection about it. Is there a little kind of journey you can take us through now on one of your songs, kind of how you went from here to here on one of the songs on this album?
One of my favorite songs on the record is called Little Bird, and it was written quite quickly, actually. It was in an evening in my kitchen, and it was quite personal to me, more than any of the other songs on the record, actually. I mean, they're all personal, but I found this one more brutal than others to myself.
Was there something that you were going through at the time?
Yeah, just a relationship with someone that has been fraught and difficult, but very important always. And I don't want to talk about what it is about necessarily, because I always think that sort of ruins it then, you know. Mm-hmm. It puts it in a frame, and then nobody else can kind of get into it to sort of apply it to their own feelings.
It also keeps something in it for you.
Yes, of course.
Lisa Hannigan, why don't you take us out with that song, Little Bird, the one that you hung the rest of the album on, and thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Irish singer-songwriter Lisa Hannigan performing for us right here in the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. Her new CD is called Passenger. You can see our video of Hannigan singing at theworld.org. I'm Lisa Mullins. Come back tomorrow. When the time